The American Bald Eagle Foundation in Haines has seen a dramatic increase in bird rescues and they're asking for the public's help. The foundation plans to form a volunteer avian rescue team. KHNS's Emily Files reports.
The word that Eagle Foundation staff keep using to describe the spike in bird rescues is intense.
Yeah, it's been a wave of birds. Just very intense.
Pretty intense, I suppose.
That's Raptor curator Chloe Goodson and education and outreach coordinator Leah Minch. They say in the past, they've been called to one or two bird rescues throughout the entire year. So far this year, they've done 16 bird rescues. That includes eagles, ravens, hummingbirds, and more.
Recently, there's just been an explosion of birds. Like, it's not uncommon for us to get at least one or two a week.
Here's Eagle Foundation Director Cheryl McRoberts.
I've been here 7 years, and this is the busiest we've ever been with injured birds.
The past week alone has been a record-breaking one, McRoberts says. They've rescued 3 eagles and 1 raven. Here's Goodson.
For the past few eagles, it's been a lot of trauma, like probably hit by a car, probably ran into something.
Minch explains the most recent eagle rescue she went on. The foundation got a call from police about an injured bird near Mud Bay Road.
So we went down there, put a net over it, you get control of the head to get a towel over it. There's kind of a theory with raptors that what they can't see, they can't fear. So you want to cover up their visual senses. And then get them into a crate and take them back here to do triage, figure out kind of what could be wrong with them, and try to take as good notes as we possibly can so that the vets down in Sitka are kind of have an idea of what's going on with the bird.
There's no full-time veterinarian in Haines, so the foundation sends injured eagles to the Alaska Raptor Center in Sitka. The Raptor Center said on their Facebook page that June was their busiest month ever, with 20 injured bald eagles being sent in. So far in July, they've admitted 6 eagles. The Haines Eagle Foundation staff say they don't know what's causing the dramatic increase in injured birds. They say it could partly be that people are more aware that the Eagle Foundation does bird rescues.
Another thing to think about is that this is a really, really warm, dry year, so food availability may not, for the raptors, for eagles, may not be as good as it has been in previous years.
Local birdwatcher and counter Pam Randles thinks food scarcity could have something to do with it. She says this summer she's observed more desperate behavior in birds searching for food. She's seen birds fighting over food, eagles trying to steal fish from people, and other risky behavior. It's speculation, but Randall says that kind of risk-taking could lead to more injuries. Whatever the cause, the staff at the Eagle Foundation have decided they need more manpower to deal with the influx of avian injuries.
We do need help, and if you're interested in just going on rescues, that's great.
Goodson says volunteers on the avian rescue team will be trained in how to handle an injured bird and bring it to the foundation. Having a few more people on call to help will take some of the burden off the foundation's 3 trained raptor handlers. The foundation has set up a cell phone that they'll pass around to staff and volunteers. Whoever has the phone will be the on-call raptor rescuer. Here's McRoberts.
On the last eagle that we had, it was on a Sunday, and everybody was off. And I got the phone call, and I was in a panic. I was running around knocking on doors trying to find help. So if we had some volunteers, that would really be helpful.
Reporting in Haines, I'm Emily Files.